Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to Maths Hysteria, a podcast all about Married at First Sight. I'm Kelly Rickard, and I'm joined, as always, by my pal and co-host, Omar Abid.
Hiya.
Hiya, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You look very summery today.
Ah, I got excited by that little flash of sunlight yesterday. Got all my summer clothes out of the wardrobe. It's pissing it down again today.
Yeah. I opened the door, and it was very colourful, very bright, very summery. But I thought you've dressed inappropriately.
I have dressed inappropriately. I feel like I looked at myself in the mirror earlier and I thought I look a little bit like a fortune teller. Yeah. Like I could read your palm.
Yeah, Jesse wouldn't like that.
Oh, he wouldn't. And he wouldn't like this bracelet that no one can see unless you put a video out. But look, that's got like a little bit of rose quartz.
Oh, right. Is that a birthstone or something?
It's supposed to represent love and harmony, or represent or attract love and harmony, or so I just like the colour.
All right, that's nice. Yeah. I've dressed more appropriately with grey jeans, grey hoodie.
You have.
And blend into the miserable.
Yeah, you're really pushing
life.
The boundaries of fashion today. It's not the Stan t-shirt, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm excited because you've got that really important announcement you wanted to make.
The big announcement I teased last week.
Yeah.
That then I didn't follow through on.
It just kind of petered away.
Yeah, well, it's because the podcast is doing so well. So I guess as a start, I want to say thank you to everyone who's listening.
Thank you so much. We are really grateful, aren't we?
Hugely, hugely grateful. Back in the top 20 again. But just the interactions on Twitter, like I've got some analytics. We've had 2.5 million impressions just in the last month.
Yes, now I wanted to ask you about this. That is... amazing. And I was going to send you a message saying, yay, congratulations, well done. What is an impression?
It's where people mimic your voice and mannerisms. So 2.5 million people have been trying to do a Welsh accent.
No, shut up.
No, it just means, to be honest, I'm not 100% certain what it means, but I think it's just that people have seen our tweets. So it's not necessarily even that they have...
It's who it's reached in some way or another.
Exactly.
Okay.
But even other things like the number of people who are following or commenting or liking or retweeting any of our stuff, the numbers are just like up by hundreds of percents.
It is really, really lovely. And it also timely because we had a wobble, didn't we, at the start of the
week? Well, we did. This was the part of the big announcement. I had the idea of things are going so well that we might be able to do a second episode a week, even though scheduling has been quite difficult because you've been busy, I've been busy. I was at a gig last night, but I thought, oh, it's a really good time to do a second episode. And then looking at the calendar, I realised, actually, I'm not sure we have time to do one episode a week anymore. Yeah. I'm going away on my COVID postponed honeymoon.
Selfish.
In May. I know it is, isn't it? But I can't wait. Been waiting a year for that. So, you know, we're not going to make it to the end of the series.
Oh, God, I feel a bit sad.
I know. I do. It's a shame. But there's still lots of time before that.
Yeah, this isn't the last episode, right?
No, but that was the fear. It went from suddenly, oh, we're doing two episodes to, oh, my God, how are we going to record for the next 4 weeks?
I blame your honeymoon, personally.
Yeah.
No. I've been super busy as well.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's just the two of us doing this. And especially as it's growing. That's the other thing, is just all the people who interact with us on social media. I'm sorry if it takes a bit of time to get back to you, because we get hundreds of messages a day. And I do try and get back to everyone. Because I enjoy talking to people most of the time. Some of you are dicks. Some of you are dickheads. But I quite like that as well, to be honest. So, yeah, that was kind of it. We will get to two episodes, but maybe not this series. Well, definitely not this series.
Yeah. But we are so grateful to everyone that listens and comments, because it's really, really cheesy, but it's actually true that this would be pointless without them. It would just be me and you sitting with cups of tea chatting about maths.
Well, that's it. I've said this before, that as much as I enjoy the programme, you and I can do this without all the recording equipment.
Yeah. So thank you is what we're trying to say in our clunky way.
Yeah, thank you. Should we talk about the programme?
Oh my good Lord, yes, please. Should we start with the couples that have left?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because we might forget about them otherwise.
Yeah.
Because a lot's happened.
Yeah. Melissa and Josh.
Right. Okay.
Do you remember them from Monday?
God, it seems like a long, long time ago.
It does.
You know what seems even longer? Well, it is longer ago. But somebody reminded me of Melissa's friends at the wedding. And I'd forgotten about them. And the unusual way that they had of talking, with their mouths closed, with their teeth closed together.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Can you do an impression?
The one in the green dress.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
It's like, open your mouth. But yeah, I think it was inevitable they were leaving, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really, really was. What did you think about Josh claiming that Melissa had been coercive?
Mixed feelings. Because, and this is always the difficulty with these issues, is we needed to see with our own eyes a bit more. Yes, she's sex crazed. She's a sex crazed lunatic. But that aside, when he's talking about controlling who he speaks to, she doesn't let him read his books when he watches TV and things like that. We need to see some examples of that. And I don't really felt we saw any, because is him saying she's controlling, like her taking away the TV, or like, you know, I don't know, like taking his books or whatever, or is it saying, don't read that now, let's do something together, and when I go out you can read your book then, you know?
Yeah, I felt very much that it was a clever tit for tat. This is what I thought, based on what we've seen, and we can only go on what we've seen. I saw her attempting to make eye contact or offering hugs. And when he said no, she was respectful. So maybe she did stop him from playing with his toys, or, you know, didn't let him speak to his friends as much. But I think he knew in saying that, that that was going to get all of the experts on his side, all of the other couples on his side, in the same way that she then tried to really hurt him with, well, the sex just felt like sex.
Yeah.
Can we please say, why was everybody so shocked that she said that? Because wouldn't the sex just feel like sex if you'd only just met the person? Aren't they all feeling that? Am I naive?
Well, but especially they're not getting on.
Yeah.
Why would the sex be, especially from someone who has said, I need an emotional connection from you. I want you to like me for me.
Yeah.
Not just because I have a penis. He said that the week previous. And then to think the sex is going to be somehow some passionate, intimate...
loving thing.
Yeah, so I don't know why she was shocked by it being like that. And they were shocked by her saying that it was like that.
Yeah.
It was a cheap shot, though.
It was a cheap shot. But I wonder if his was also a very clever cheap shot.
Wow, that is cynical.
Like, so maybe she had said things like, don't play your game now, let's do something intimate or whatever. But in his head, he's going on some level thinking, when I bring this up in front of the experts, that's going to sound like coercion and I'm going to let it.
Yeah. And he did the thing of, if this was a woman, the reaction would be different, which is true if it is coercive control.
Yes.
And it's true if it was just about the sex, as we've discussed before. But especially when we're talking about something which is really edited as heavily as that program is. Like, somebody else I was talking to said, well, we never saw her deny it.
No, we didn't.
And that could be because she accepted it. She accepted that she had said that he is not a manly man.
There was that. She really didn't help herself.
No.
Going down the route of the toxic masculinity thing again. She was just bringing out meme after meme about needing a proper man, I need a hero. And Bronte, in that moment, I just thought, just nailed it when she said, she needs to stop talking now. That was what we all felt, I think.
Did you enjoy Normal Duncan's response? I'm calling him Normal Duncan.
What my problem with Duncan was, we'd seen Harrison be horrific for a couple of weeks. We'd seen Shannon be horrific for a couple of weeks. Not a peep from him. A woman steps out of line, he's like, this is disgusting! Burn them all at the stake! I was just like, shut up, Duncan. Where have you been until now? Sit down.
Did you like the male support of everyone getting up and following Josh?
Oh, my God! Oh, my God. Harrison loves it when somebody else has been naughty. It's his favourite. We see it all the time. My children are the same. Like, I've got two children, and if my daughter's naughty, my son is never happier, and vice versa. Uh-huh. And Harrison's just never evolved beyond that, has he?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's definitely going to see more of that when we talk about the big story of the week.
But it was just him following Josh out. It was really... I don't know. I'm like, why are you? Why are you stepping in here?
Yeah, it was bizarre. He's had a strange week, I think, Harrison. Yeah, Josh and Melissa. I mean, there was a potential spark early on.
Yeah,
she fucked it up by being too overly sexual, and he never really opened up.
Yeah,
he was awkward. He was awkward.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, if I had to lay the blame at one person's feet, it'd be Melissa's.
What I felt was when he was making all those accusations, she looked bewildered. She looked really confused. And I thought, is that just a woman of a bygone generation? And when I say bygone generation, I mean ours. Like, just going, well, yeah, I did. I did tell him to stop playing the game, and I did tell him, don't text your friends now, but I thought that's what we did. Like, that's what her face said to me, was just, and I think there is that thing, maybe she was coercive, but some people are coercive and they don't realise that's what they're doing.
Right, right.
Because her face just looked like, I'm so confused. I offered him my body and he didn't want it, and now what day is it? Like, that was her face.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think?
I do know what you mean, because she didn't really muster up much of a defence. It's not like Harrison or something where that she was fighting back, especially. She just said what had happened, and she didn't deny any of the accusations that were made against her. So maybe she's got these sort of quite old-fashioned views, maybe.
Because it is very old-fashioned to talk like that about a man. I wanted him to be a man, and I wanted him to be big and strong, and kept expecting her to break out into song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they've gone their separate ways.
I'm relieved. I was exhausted.
Yeah, well, it got to the point where it was clearly wasn't going to go any further. Yeah. So, you know, let's knock it on the head. It's better for both of them.
Bye, guys.
And then the other couple, Caitlin and Shannon. Oof. Yeah, that was him trying to field the question of what are you going to do? What are you actually going to do to make things right with Caitlin? And he just kept answering, like, trying to give them, oh, they want me to be honest here, so I'll say something that sounds generically honest.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to give her everything. I'm going to give her my 100%. It's like, no, but what are you actually going to do?
Yeah.
You know, why did he say those hurtful things? And he'd just pause for 30 seconds and say, because I wanted to hurt her. And I don't know if he actually believed that.
No.
He just felt that that sounded... That's the thing, kind of thing people say. You know?
It was so performative. It
right.
was so... I think this is what the experts want to hear. So, and I want to be a good boy. So I'm going to try and do the right answer. But there was no feeling, no emotion. I don't think there was any genuine remorse.
No, no. Also, I had maybe the worst pair of jeans I've ever seen in my life. They were all torn up and everything.
Oh, I quite like an 80s pair of jeans. They didn't offend me as much as they offended you.
No, I didn't like. And what did you think of Caitlin's speech? She was surprisingly articulate.
Why surprising? Because she's a girl?
Yeah. No, because we've seen of her really is Shannon being awful to her, which is clearly much more intelligent.
I think she's held her own all series. I think, like I said last week, she's held herself with class and dignity. Yeah. And that speech absolutely broke me. I put a little photo on of me where I'd been sobbing so much there was black mascara all down my cheeks. I just felt like she spoke for everybody in that moment, all of us, when she went, I just wanted someone to love me. I was like, oh my God, that's what we all want, Caitlin.
Yeah, it was good. She's definitely won out, and him storming out is not a good look, is it?
I still don't think that he really knows what he did wrong.
No, he's
probably still going, but I bought her a takeaway from an Irish pub.
Yeah.
I was nice.
Well, he'll go back to his ex probably and try and patch things up with her again. I sense he's doomed to be in that cycle for a long time.
I think so, yeah.
Do you think they'll bring Caitlin back? In previous series, they sometimes bring people back if they've had a really bad experience.
I don't.
No?
No, I don't think they will. Okay. I think they... Do you?
Maybe, because she was barely on it. And the fact that she's had such a positive response because of how poorly he acted towards her. You know, it might just be, just from a ratings point of view.
Yeah, I mean, viewers would love to see her meet someone nice and be happy. And
Yeah. Hiya guys, it's just Omar. Unfortunately, I've lost the few seconds of audio where we start talking about Jesse and Claire. This new audio software update is kicking my ass. It's literally just about 10 seconds, and Kelly was just saying, I don't see how anyone could look at Claire's response and think that it is anything other than a genuine apology. All right, hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Cheers! Yeah, it's clearly a genuine, sincere apology. And, you know, if it weren't for the parameters of the show, it's just a group of, you know, 20... boys and girls out, and she kissed the guy, and it's like, you know, it's not a big deal, is it?
I mean, your Claire's going to listen to this, so you might want to reboot
that. Yeah, but obviously it's the whole thing of like she's been matched with Jesse, and there's the thing of her and Jesse weren't doing well at the time, unlike Adam and Janelle, who were doing well, but Adam insists they weren't.
Oh my God. The thing is, I find myself in dodgy territory here, but my first response was, hang on, Jesse was horrible to her those first few days.
Mm-hmm.
Properly horrible. Like telling her she was too much. And, oh, you say, look at the sun and look at the sea and you're so happy about everything and you give me the ick. And he's rewritten that narrative in his head now because he's hurt and he likes her. He's rewritten that as this massive love story. And I'm not saying it's still wrong that she kissed somebody and she's right to apologise and she's right to feel sorry. But that narrative's getting rewritten by everyone that's watching it as well. Now it's like, oh, poor Jesse, he's loved her so much. And he didn't, not in the beginning.
No, I don't think... generally, the sentiment online is pro-Jesse at the moment. There are definitely people who say, and I'm in this camp, who say, Jesse was a prick at the beginning, but he wasn't that bad. He was like... 6-7 out of 10 being a prick of all the bad things you can do. I don't know, maybe if everyone averaged it out, maybe my score's a little lower than the average.
Okay.
But I think most people accept he was a prick, but he has changed his ways, you know, especially after that first commitment ceremony.
Well, that was bad. What was worse than the kiss was both Claire and Adam making him think he was crazy.
Yeah.
That's worse than the kiss, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the biggest crime that's been committed. But he basically took responsibility and said, like, I'm a jealous person. I've overreacted. I want to apologise to everyone. You know, and since then, the relationship with Claire has developed. I don't think most people have forgotten how he was on the honeymoon.
Okay.
But there's a third set of people who, as well as thinking what he did on the honeymoon was worse than I think it was, they also still think Jesse's an awful person. Like, that whatever he does, that he's now faking this and using it. Or did you see the way he was smiling when she confessed?
I can see why they think that. But to me, I feel like we are actually seeing genuine, authentic Jesse now for the first time.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a lot of playing up to stuff and I don't know what, but I think we see it. And even the smile when she told him, it was a pretty heartbroken smile. It wasn't a genuine one. And he's had unusual responses from day one. Like, I don't want to pin neurodiversity onto him or anything, but I think he is slightly unusual in the way he responds to stuff. But I don't think that makes him a bad person.
No, definitely not. I agree that he's being more authentic Jesse now, apart from when
when
he went to confront Adam.
Oh my God, my favourite bit. My favourite bit was when Adam said, I'm just going to grab my keys. And he went, yeah, you might want to grab some balls while you're at it. I was like, oh no, he's seen that in a film.
Oh, it was so cringy. We spoke about it last week, I think, where I'm not an intimidating person. So trying to intimidate someone and doing this whole thing of like, yeah, do you want to come to my apartment?
And it was the arms out.
Yeah, like being really close. It's like, you guys, you're not going to fight. So don't do the whole posturing thing like you're going to fight.
No.
You don't. If you're in a fight, you don't let someone get that close to you, firstly, if you want to fight them. But it was just stupid. And like, it's what he felt he should be doing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't authentic.
No.
And Adam was just going, I'll wear it. What do you want me to do, bro? Well, why don't you start with an apology?
Oh.
You haven't said sorry yet.
Because he's not.
Yeah.
Because he's really not. I think we really got a measure of the man when Claire walked in during this altercation and he somehow tried to put it all on her whilst belittling her when he was like, I feel like everyone's blaming me here. And I mean, did it mean anything to you, Claire? Because it didn't to me. And I was like, wow. Wow. Okay. So you want her to take the blame and also hear you say that the kiss meant nothing. And ooh.
Yeah. Well, ideally, you'd like the blame to be equally portioned between Claire and Janelle.
Yes.
If there's any way you can do that, can happen, that'd be ideal.
And I think, you know, any slither of respect anybody had for him just went out the window when it came to light that he kissed Claire and then went home and had sex with Janelle.
But they were in a bad place, Kelly. So I can't understand that.
Do you know, what's the name of the cricketer that says he's a love expert? What's his name?
Oh, John.
John. John's response was so typically male because he'd so missed the point when he went, oh, that's not a good look. Being in a bad place and having sex is not a good look. And it's like, no, the point is they weren't in a bad place. You've missed it, John. Oh.
Yeah, it was absolutely, absolutely mad. But what do you think of the response from the girls to Claire, though?
It's pretty typical, isn't it? Blame the girl, I think.
I put a poll up, as I want to do.
You love a poll.
saying, of course, the blame's shared between both of them, but in your gut response, who do you want to blame? And I was surprised, both on Twitter and Instagram, more people blamed Adam than Claire.
Why are you surprised?
Because my wife told me that the woman would be blamed more than the man.
I think ordinarily they would, and Claire's right, but he's so despicable that it's kind of pushed the balance. There's just no remorse. No, and every step along the way where he could have tried to redeem himself, like when he said, I feel more for Jesse, and Harrison, who is loving every minute, went, I'm not your wife.
Yeah. Well, even Harrison pointed out the difference in the quality of the apologies between Claire.
It's marked. Yeah, it's marked.
Which has led to the title of this today's episode. Thank you to everyone for the suggestions. But once I put the tweet out, I'd had a good idea for the title. Who wore it best?
Oh, that's perfect. That's a good title. It actually makes sense.
Yes.
Unlike last week's, which no one got.
But yeah, Claire's was full of genuine remorse. Adam's was, he didn't even apologise, did he? He just started making excuses and saying, I'm not making excuses, but... and yeah, Harrison. Why is Harrison digging so much?
He's so happy. Do you know when I really saw it was at the wedding when Jesse first told him what had happened.
Harrison's response was so weird. He was half laughing, going, bro, what's going on?
Yeah, he said it with the manner of somebody who just heard that his best friend was getting married. Like, oh, bro, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Why are you smiling? It's what I said earlier. He just loves it when it's somebody else that's been naughty and he gets to be the good guy. Because I don't think he gets to feel that very often.
Yes. He had one of my favourite moments, though, Harrison, this week. When Melinda was going after him again, calling out his change in behaviour, which is clearly false. And he was, he ended by saying, I appreciate you noticing it. Thank you.
Oh,
and
my
did a little
God.
Shitty grin. It was brilliant. And people have said some. I put that on Twitter, and some people said, you do know he was like really smug and everything. It's like, yeah, that's what made it
point.
Funny.
Yeah.
He knows he's a dick. We know he's a dick.
Yeah.
But he said on paper, like, the what you meant to say. Yeah, thank you.
He's going around like Dr. Phil giving advice and stuff. Harrison, sit down.
Yeah. There are people who have warmed to him a little, though. Yeah, I've had a few exchanges with people, and I don't know. Yeah, maybe they're. You know, I was defending Jesse at the on the honeymoon and stuff. Maybe they're right. Maybe in a couple of weeks' time, we'll be like, you know what, Harrison's. I don't know why he was like that when it started, but he's an all right guy.
No. He might. We might warm up to him a little bit, but I don't think there's ever going to come a time when we say we got him completely wrong.
Yeah, I think that's true. With Harrison and Bronte, then I guess we'll talk a little more about them. Well, we have to talk about Alessandra at the commitment ceremony. That was brilliant.
I loved her in that moment.
Yeah.
I mean, just because some women may find him attractive, doesn't mean that was so good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm asking her.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Love that.
Some Puerto Rican sass.
Yeah.
I think she's Puerto Rican.
Oh, God, you're going to have to check that.
Yeah. They're all the same. They all love guacamole.
I've got sweaty palms.
She was brilliant. I think she enjoys having a little pop at some of the more chauvinistic men.
Yeah, she does. That would be me if I was ever allowed on a programme like that. I would love that spot on the sofa.
Yeah, they must have enjoyed the dinner party. Bronte just tucking into a chicken or whatever she was having.
I had a moment this week where I was like, is she an AI? Like, what's going on in there? Because look who she's with. And she's just fine. She's just cracking on, having a meal.
Yeah.
Just like, not bothered.
Well, she's like, she's even more early Janelle than Janelle.
Yeah.
Is because she's just like, if I've not got any hard evidence... He's a good-looking guy. She's kind of making excuses for him. Whereas Janelle now is slamming doors and things.
I love Janelle, the reboot. I love it. So good with the chopsticks in her hair and the fierce dress and just, like, not taking any shit. I'm like, yes! Come on, woman!
Yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant to see, isn't it?
It is brilliant. Do you think... Oh, and suppose we didn't mention this in when we talked about the people who've left. That one wrote stay, one wrote leave, but they let... Both couples leave, which they're not really meant to.
Yeah.
It's against their own self-imposed rules.
Yeah. Experiment.
Yeah, so this deeply clinical scientific experiment. Do you think that Adam will write stay? Because Janelle's surely going to write leave.
Yeah, I think he probably will.
I think he will.
Yeah.
For those same reasons as Shannon was saying, like, I want the chance to make it up to you and all this. It's definitely not to do with just being on telly for another week.
It's definitely not that, yeah. Because he wants to make it up to Jesse, not Janelle. Oh, yeah, I really want to patch up my friendship with Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed Jesse as well saying, I know Harrison's trying to do the right thing, but just
there's something in my gut. Like, yeah, you listen to that voice.
Yeah. Is that something in your gut, everything that Harrison has said and done over the last 2 weeks?
Is that something in your gut, just who Harrison is?
So you mentioned Duncan piping up.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa too.
Oh, hello, Alyssa.
What the fuck is up with Alyssa?
What is up? I wanted to ask you this because you are, I think, not that I'm not, but I think you're very principled.
Oh, well, thank you.
Moral. You've got a good, solid group of friends. Do you understand why she has leapt to Janelle's defence in such a ferocious way?
It's the intensity of it, isn't it? Yeah, she's right to an extent. I don't think she needs to be childish in the way of, I'm not going to talk to Claire.
I'm not going to say hello.
Yeah, a lot of people have said mean girls. And it is, that's what it is.
It's really weird.
But I think, and it might be a good explanation for why she's so intense about it, is that, you know, she had her own affair with a married man.
Yeah, I know. I thought people might think that.
And also her essentially fundamentalist religion. Like, it gives you very strong convictions, that kind of thing.
Seeing such a different side, though, like in the car on the way to the dinner party when he was just trying to do that thing that all the men seem to do, which is say, yeah, I know somebody's done something wrong, but please don't cause a fight. And then she went, cut it out. It's like, oh, hello.
But I don't even think I think he probably was saying don't cause a fight. But normal Duncan was being normal.
Yeah.
He's just like, I don't condone what has happened here, but let's not be childish.
Yes.
You know, and which is a grown-up normal response.
And it's the first time in the series that I've agreed with him, because there's no, don't not say hello. I mean, it's very British of me, isn't it? You can absolutely abhor what somebody's done, but you need to say hello.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. You might not know about this, but do you remember the John Terry Wayne Bridge affair? Do you know who John Terry and Wayne Bridge are?
I'm going to guess footballers.
They are footballers.
Okay, they've got footballer names. Yeah, John and Wayne.
They do. John Terry had some level of affair with Wayne Bridge's partner, and then they were on opposing teams and they were going to play each other.
Oh my God, that's so Shakespearean.
And the tradition is, when the match starts, is the two rows of players pass each other and they shake hands.
I've seen that.
And the whole thing was like, oh, is Wayne Bridge going to shake his hand? And it was a big debate. It's happened before in other circumstances with football matches.
Did they shake hands?
No, they didn't.
What did they do?
They didn't. They just got to each other and Wayne Bridge didn't extend his hand. So John Terry, obviously it's all up to Wayne Bridge about what happens. But there's a whole debate about like, oh, come on, you got to shake his hand. It's just good sportsmanship.
It's
a very British mentality. Whereas I bet if it was in a Latin country, it'd be like, they would just cancel the handshaking altogether. Because
we'll just give the middle finger or
something.
Yeah,
it'd be a fight, you know. But it's that British mentality of like, come on, fair's fair. But I agree, though. Don't be a child.
Yeah.
Fucking Alyssa, calm down.
And it was when she turned on Claire at the table.
Yeah.
And Claire was... You'd have to be a dummy not to see that woman is sorry and sad. She was like crying, shaking, and Alyssa's just like, you look Janelle in the eyes and you told her nothing was... And she just kept going and going and going. I'm like, where is this coming from? I don't think this is a normal reaction.
It's too much.
It is too much. We're agreeing this is lovely.
Yeah, like, it's weird to have the moral high ground. Not that it's anything really to do with her other than she's... friends with Janelle, I guess. We've not seen anything before. But I guess this is how you find out who's which little group.
It's weird.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Like, when Janelle found out, she went to see Melinda and Tani. Good people to talk to, I would think.
Yeah, I think so.
Not Alyssa, you know. Do you think this spells trouble for Duncan and Alyssa?
Not immediately. Because I don't think he's hugely passionate and angry. So he might be one of those that just puts up with her being a little bit extra.
Right.
I don't know how else to word it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he'd be a doormat. I don't think he'd put up with too much. But I think if this is just a little flare up and then they go back to just having sex all the time, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, I worry.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I worry what she's going to be like, because I don't think normal Duncan wants anything like that.
Judgy Duncan won't put up with that.
Right, we mentioned Melinda.
Yeah.
Another week has gone by where I feel like I don't... Is Leighton still in it? Is he all right?
Yeah. So he came up out of nowhere, popped up, whacked his fork against the glass and said, let's say hello to the new couples. And it was like, oh, hello. Welcome back.
Yeah. Was it this week they said the most up and down couple and this week's been better? But we've not seen... Good.
Yeah.
Good for them, I guess.
Good. And he gave that little pep talk to the new ones, didn't he? Where he was like, you know, me and my wife, she's the one on the end there. We didn't click immediately and now...
That was nice.
Yeah, it was lovely.
That was good.
I don't think he would really know what's going on with Melinda, though. She's super clever, isn't she?
Well,
she's just really, really good at reading people. And I think he's not that bright. I say that about all the
Yeah, there's a running theme. I mean, I've been having some ideas of some merchandise. We could put that on a t-shirt. He's not that bright.
I would happily wear that. So we've got Ollie and Tani next. Love them. Just little, happy little bunnies. But I did see something, and I don't know if it's a generational thing or something to be concerning. They called each other like bro and mate. And
I was like...
Eh?
Yeah, I think that's just a generational thing.
It's all gone a bit matey with the young ones, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people say dude as well. A lot of girls say dude to each other.
Yeah, that's okay to each other. But, like, would you call Claire bro?
No, only if I was doing it in a deliberately jokey way. But that's it. I think we're a different generation to Ollie and Tani.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they not in danger of, like, it becoming a bit... friendshipy?
No, but they don't have the same association
with the words
as we do, so you know we're putting our interpretation word on them. They'll call each other bro and then still go and have sex, like.
Oh, I don't like it.
Well, I don't imagine they use that terminology during the act.
I bet they use all the maths phrases, like,
bring
your
walls
down.
That sounds creepy, doesn't it?
Creepy ass.
Yeah, but again, another week's gone by. They seem lovely.
Yeah.
Not so involved happy. In anything.
Got lovely skin still. They've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Good for them.
We're not bitter. Another couple that I think might be heading for dark territory is Cam and Lyndall.
Why?
It's just not looking all rosy, is it? That entrance into the dinner party, they were separate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the editing of the programme is leading us towards that he's going to have his head turned by the lovely new bride.
Oh, God, yeah.
Taylor.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we'll come to her.
Yeah, so... And I don't know, they're just... I think it's going to come between them that she's so empathetic towards the other couples and he's just like, I just want to stay in my lane. I think that's eventually going to come between them.
What's really happened? I do know what you mean, because it doesn't seem as lovey-dovey as it did that first week.
Yeah.
But what has actually happened in the last week?
I think we're going to find out in the commitment ceremony.
Uh-huh.
But I think I don't know. I think we saw the beginnings of him being quite blokey and arsey.
Yeah.
And her being quite sensitive and empathetic, and it was starting to look like they were being driven apart by that. Do you think?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not... I need to see more of them. I guess as people start dropping out, they'll have to spend more time on the couples that are left. So we'll end up seeing a bit more of Lyndall and Cam. But yeah, there's something not right there. There's not been a specific incident, I don't think, but...
But John does want to talk to them at the commitment ceremony.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He said, I'm looking forward to talking to those two and seeing what's happened.
Right. Yeah. We'll dig it out, I guess.
Yeah.
I think the last of the existing couples, Sandy and Dan.
The last of the veterans.
Yeah, because obviously Dan got dragged into the whole Harrison phone number. affair.
Mm, oh, and that was a cheap shot when Harrison said to Sandy, because she stood up to him at the commitment.
Oh, yes.
And he just slipped in there. He went, I don't know. I mean, I did see Dan with his phone out, but you make of that what you will. And I thought, oh, that's dirty.
Yeah, it's just that, like, suggesting something.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dan, he didn't do it at the dinner party. He did at the commitment ceremony, categorically denied any involvement and refuted the story that Harrison had been putting around.
Yeah.
You don't trust him, do you?
I don't know.
Well, we've seen in the thing coming up that he has some shock announcement to make.
I don't know if it's going to be that, though. But I don't think he's... Because he's so perfect at the moment, isn't he? And it, but to the point of, is he just saying what Sandy wants to hear all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see she's really, I think, falling for him. Like, we see her in the little bits that we do see, initiating a lot of the contact and wanting a hug at the wedding reception, or
yes,
giving him a kiss when he brings her a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, oh no, I hope it's not going to backfire on her, that she's finally trusting him.
That was the other thing that it reminded me that Dan was there at that wedding. Why did Jesse talk to Harrison and not to Dan? Because of the two of them, you'd think he'd want to talk to Dan.
God, that is concerning, actually. Is Dan going to end up being worse than all of them?
Yeah, he's like just...
In the godfather.
Yeah, exactly, in the shadows. Just, he's so good at like being a player that you don't even suspect.
He's got like a black book with all these numbers in, and he's just flicking through.
Yeah, exactly. It's because everyone's digital nowadays, but he's...
No, he's still analog. Yeah. He's
still... Or he's like that guy in that episode of Sherlock Series 3, which was rubbish.
You've gone really specific and niche again.
Well, it's, you know, they think he's got all these files on politicians and he can blackmail anyone. And Sherlock and Tim from The Office break in and they go into the vault and it's totally empty. And it turns out that this guy has got all the information in his head like a mind palace.
Oh my God, that is Dan.
Yeah, that's Dan.
And he's just like, in his head, it's just loads of boobs, sets of boobs from all of the women he's been with and thinks about. And
yeah, phone numbers of girls from 13 years ago that he met.
Oh my God, and he likes Sandy because she's a challenge at the moment, but the minute she lets those walls down, he's going to be out of there. I can see him with a cigar lit on the balcony, like, he's finally made it happen.
I would love it if it was the last scene of... of this whole series, that it was like the Kaiser Sose reveal and The Usual Suspects. And just like that, he's gone.
This is ridiculous. He's probably a nice normal bloke.
No.
He's not.
Don't buy into it, Kelly.
I'm not. He's too perfect. I know, yeah. There is something in that too good to be true thing, though. We've not seen a little flaw yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken that number, hasn't he?
Something's happened, and I assume it's to do with that night.
They've had sex in the toilets of the club. That's what's happened. He got bored of waiting for Sandy.
Yeah, but he's not going to do it. I wonder how he'd handle it when he comes out. Will he take the Adam... I'm going to blame my wife approach?
No, he'll be super clever about it.
Yeah.
He'll be like, I was thinking of you the whole time. that's exactly how he'd be. He'd be like, I wasn't seeing her face. I was thinking of you and I was just so desperate waiting for you. And
oh, wow. Is that, the guys do that?
I don't know. Probably.
Wow.
They're not very bright.
Right. I think what...
New
couples. A lot of us have been waiting for us to talk about Taylor.
I wanted to talk about Rupert.
Oh, go
Rupert
on.
Makes
I
me did, so happy.
I did think that actually, because you put some stories on with you just pissing yourself laughing at Rupert. Can I say though, some people like, because I put stuff on about how nervous Rupert was. I like Rupert.
I love him.
But it was cringy, and I'm not saying it to make fun of him, but some of it was just funny. There's no way around
it. Oh my God, that moment where she went, I'm so cold, my nipples go to Kia car. And he tried to speak and he just went, because he was just this combination of like so nervous, so turned on, just like couldn't compute it all. He's not very bright. And like, oh God, I love him. Yeah. I absolutely love him.
The massage was...
How can you get a massage so wrong?
Yeah, when he was just pinching nails.
Like he was hitting her with a fern.
Yeah. He's like pinching heels like he's trying to get a battery out the back of a remote control.
Testing her reflexes. Yeah.
I think Evelyn's been good. I think she's handled it quite well.
She's been amazing, but it makes me think she might be used to this, you know. She's so incredibly otherworldly beautiful that maybe she's moved through life having this effect on men.
Maybe. I mean, there have been people saying, oh, she could have been more supportive when he's clearly nervous. It's like, she was pretty supportive and she's just met the bloke. She doesn't need to mother him.
She was probably freaking out because at that point she didn't know if he could speak. It was just, what did the caption say? God. Inaudible muttering. And it was. Yeah. He just went, eh.
She's probably thinking, am I going to have to learn sign language? She did make him put the ring on over the glove.
Yeah, over her evil villain gloves. Yeah. No, but I think she's been really good with him.
Yeah, because a lot of people wouldn't have been that patient with him. Like, he was saying things like, when she said, I feel I'm steering the conversation a lot. And she said it in a nice way of like, come on, come out of your shell a bit. She wasn't being particularly accusatory. It's just a fact. She's leading all the conversations. He was like, no.
In the bath. You know that in this Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where Violet Beauregard has the chewing gum and she just goes purpler and purpler until she bursts. The colour on his skin in the bath when she was in her white bikini, he just couldn't handle it. He's like, the water's hot.
Yeah, I feel like I'm burning my skin. And he goes, oh, we've got a board game to finish. Oh, Rupert.
He makes me so happy. But he's just so genuine. Like, his response to her at the wedding, Jesus, she is something else. That's what you want. We spend hours on our appearance. We're exhausted. That's what we want. Someone to just go, you just make me really nervous because you're so pretty.
Yeah, it was good. He's turning
it
around.
Oh, he's turning it around.
He's turning it around.
Is he, though? Because then the next episode, he told her he needed a poop. It was a shame.
Always classy, Rupert.
Yeah.
But talking about people's skin changing colour.
Oh.
Hugo.
Oh, Hugo.
And I didn't want to, you know, I'll be careful about how I bring this up because just generally, actually, people on Twitter and things have commented a lot on Taylor's looks. And I tend to like anything that people put on because they interact with us. But I always feel a bit awkward with stuff like that.
What about her?
I'm just saying stuff like, you know, she's... her makeup's awful, or she's just all nose and tits and things like that. Which
is her makeup awful? I think it's quite good. She looked quite good.
I don't know. She didn't look. I don't think it looked great in that particular moment when sat across the dinner table from Hugo, whose neck went red within the first few seconds, and then it spread up to his face and under his eyes.
We've seen a lot of the men going red this series.
Yeah, I mean, he was Harrison level of redness. He was Rupert in the bath level. But he was, and he was understandably pissed off. She's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, she is. And it's a real disservice to, like, other women. Because when she first said, I have a problem with authority. I don't like being told what to do. I thought, yeah, me too. Here we go. I've got a kindred spirit. And I was like, no, we're not the same. You're just not very nice.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, initially when the whole bed situation was being discussed, I thought, well, this is an interesting talking point. I might go to Twitter with this and say, like, you know, because you shouldn't be assumed that you're going to share the bed or whatever, do a pillow wall or whatever you want to do. But it was like, she was quite rude about the whole...
She was really rude. And it was that assumption that she was the queen who should have the bed and he was the lowly servant that should have the windowsill.
Yeah. And like saying, oh, shut up. You like the sound of your own voice too much.
I know, like... So rude. And she again started touting all that. I was hoping for a real man, a man's man. I'm like, oh, go and find one then.
Yeah.
Go away.
Adam's available.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Let's get that on a t-shirt as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we saw some interaction with her and the other women where she was disagreeing about how Claire should be shunned, which in theory I agree with because I've said I think they were childish.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that just because I disagree with them, it doesn't mean my enemy's enemy is not necessarily my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was the lack of empathy.
Yeah.
Janelle said, oh, my friend kissed my husband. She went, oh, I can't even remember what it was, but she couldn't wait to move on with the conversation. Yeah, and I thought, oh dear.
This is not about me. I've never seen anyone flick the hair so much.
No. It's got good hair to flick, though.
It's long, but it's irritating just watching some, because it's an affectation as well. It's not just the practical thing of it being out of the way.
Yeah.
It is the whole princess kind
of
thing.
And she's a nurse. I'd be a bit nervous about what she was putting in the syringe. Do you know what I mean? If you've upset her, if you're a patient and you've upset her, oof.
Yeah. A lot of people have said that as well. It's like, worrying, is she one of those nurses that you read about, you know?
Yeah, Nurse Shipman. I can't remember the names. I was trying to remember the name of, what was that killer nurse? Is that too much?
No. I mean, a lot of people have said Nurse Ratchet from One Floor Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, good reference.
Yeah, but I think she's just going to be in it for the drama with...
Oh,
with
she's
the other
not
women.
Interested in Hugo, is she?
No, not in the slightest. Do you think, again, a lot of speculation, she's going to be someone who makes a move on another man? You mentioned Cam.
Yeah. To be honest, before we even saw anything, I thought, oh, her and Cam are going to like each other. Because she wants that sort of man's man. And what's his job out in the desert with the... something manly.
He puts sheep on keto diets or something.
Something like that. And I thought, oh, they're going to like each other
until
it goes horribly wrong. Because you can't be in a relationship with somebody that controlling without it turning toxic, I don't think.
Well, I don't see... She's gone in and saying that she's really controlling and then instantly demonstrated that.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the whole point was she's not even done the thing of... I know people didn't like the way Jesse was on the honeymoon, which I agree with, but he made an attempt at being like, you know, at the wedding when he was saying, oh, yeah, I'll like the...
Yeah, and there was some self-awareness there.
Yeah, it quickly broke down with by the time they got to the airport. And he was shushing her.
Yeah.
But he did say, oh, this is what I always do. I'm going to try and do something different. Whereas she's just blindly going ahead with...
Yeah, there's just not really any caring for his feelings. Even if she's not interested in him, you could still be kind to someone and nice and get to know them, but she's not. Like her body language at the dinner party when she was turned away from him. And what did you call him? A little puppy?
Oh, God, yeah.
And Mel went, oh, no, you're never going to have sex with him now. And I thought, I don't think she wants to anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I'm looking forward to the experts on the commitment ceremony. The look on their faces when Adam was talking about having kissed Claire and then slept with Janelle that same night.
Yeah.
They had that two shot of Alessandra and Mel.
Oh. Do you know what I would love? If they put Adam in a room on his own with those two and he just got like interrogated for an hour or so.
You know, the thing is though, I think he's too thick to understand. Like, you know, some people...
He's not bright.
He's so thick that he just will keep... He seems to just talk and talk and talk and talk. Not say anything. But... I don't think he would even understand that he's lost.
No, or that why anyone's cross.
Yeah, you know, like we were talking about doing stand-up gigs before we started recording. I don't think he would be... I don't think he's aware enough to even know that, shit, I've just had a death on stage there.
And
that's the kind of thing, being interrogated. He doesn't know. He thinks he's won everything.
Yeah, or if he did die on stage, he would just be like, oh, it was the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
It was their fault, we weren't in a good place.
Yeah, yeah.
But then still go home and have sex with one of them.
So that's this week's episode. It was a good, eventful week, wasn't it?
It was. It was a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I think it's only going to get worse from here. From, you know, I've not seen any spoilers as such, but, you know, there's people tweeting us saying, It gets worse.
It might get so much worse that you need to not go on honeymoon so we can finish doing
this. I'll talk to Claire. But
Claire would totally understand.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this week. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple and or Spotify. Follow us at Maths Hysteria on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thanks again for all your interaction. I've been Omar Abid.
I've been Kelly Rickard.
I'd like to say, actually, to you, Kelly, I appreciate you because you're less talkative than I thought you'd be.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.